9. Describe the two different characterizations of the relationship between internal validity and external validity. Which do you prefer and why? The two characterizations are, the older characterization is known as the precursor model. That was the dominant model when most of research in psychology was experimental research, testing causal hypotheses. Within the context of causal hypothesis testing, the precursor model is wisdom itself. Because it says, if I don't have causally interpretable results, what do I have to generalize? If I don't know that A causes B, why am I trying to figure out where, whom, and for how far I can push it? Since that time, psychology has remade itself. And one of the ways that we've remade ourselves is that we have moved away from a strictly experimental approach, because we realize that an awful lot of the things that we think of as causal agents can't be poofed. They can't be randomly assigned and manipulated. And so we now accept that there is both a role for causal hypothesis testing and a role for associative hypothesis testing in psychology. And if we can look at associative hypothesis tests, that leads us to the trade-off model. The trade-off model says that researchers make a large number of decisions. And every one of those decisions tends to either emphasize control and internal validity, or representation and external validity. So any study is a trade-off between those two. There's a tension, there's a pull between how causally interpretable something is and how far I can push it, how much I've learned about something real and in the real world. Now, when it says, which do you prefer and why, I really mean that. This is, I want your opinion. I can defend both. You can defend both. It's really pretty simple. If you are more interested in causal hypothesis testing, if the kind of research that you're pointed towards is all about experimental work, you should reasonably prefer the precursor model. If the things that you really care about aren't poofable, then you should care about the trade-off model. But I don't care which one you like better. I just want to see some articulation behind the reason why. Now, not all the time when I ask you things are you really free to make a choice. And I'll tell you when I want the party line back. Okay? But not on this one. This one, you can like whichever one you prefer, as long as you realize that which one you should prefer depends upon where you are in the world. If you're all about causal hypotheses, then the precursor model should be dominant. If you're all about studying a variety of things and not always having control, but worrying about external validity, that's when you should have the trade-off model. Oh, wait. The other part about number nine. Number nine is the most screwed up essay question historically. Why? Because people don't read the question. Okay? It says, describe the two different characterizations of the relationship between trade-off and precursor. Several of you, hopefully a reducing number if I go on a major diatribe here, will write me an absolutely gorgeous essay on the difference between internal and external validity and which one they care about most. Nice to know. But not the question. The question is, contrast the two different characterizations of how they relate to each other, not contrast the two with each other. Does that make sense? So don't give me a beautiful description of the difference between internal and external validity and why you care. If you take a look at the gallery, you will notice that most of those questions are talking about trade-off versus precursor. Don't tell me about internal versus external validity. Tell me how they're related to each other.